It is time for sports, and if all our local teams did well yesterday. In football, the Jets, Giants, the Bills, the Patriots. In baseball, the Yankees. Lots of highlights to talk about. We'll start off with Major League Baseball. Do or Die Day at Yankee Stadium. Do or Die Day at Yankee Stadium yesterday. The Yankees had to come up big. They lose, they go home. They win, they play today. Well, they won. You know, this is the last series that has to be decided, and it will be decided today. The Dodgers knocked out. The Braves knocked out. Houston advances. And now it's either the Yankees or Cleveland. Well, when the Yankees acquired Gerrit Cole yesterday, and his first start in this series, he's done what he's been asked to do.
This is a legacy game for Cole.
Juan, who stole 19 bases, is aboard for Rosario. He's going. The throw. He stole it. But Rosario is not able to check his swing, so he's out on strikes. Up steps Ramirez. Ramirez strikes out.
Hard breaking ball here from Cole, bottom of the strike zone, bottom of the zone. He gets kind of the half-hearted swing there by Ramirez. He didn't know whether to go around or to hold the bat back.
Gonzalez. And Gonzalez strikes out. Third strikeout of the night for Cole. Advantage Cole in that matchup. Miles Straw lined to short his first time. And he gets him looking. Not without some effort, but Cole wins the battle. That's his fifth strikeout.
Tough at bat, good at bat by Straw, but no one's going to handle that pitch. The body of the third baseman will get in between the umpire and the ball.
Rosario goes down swinging. The 3-2 to Arias. Got him looking. Big strikeout for Cole, his seventh of the night.
What a setup by Gerrit Cole there against Arias. He had thrown him so many breaking balls.
Will Brennan now, as he did last night, will come off the bench to pinch hit. Maybe his last, but it gets them out of the inning.
So eight strikeouts for Gerrit Cole. Eight, count them. That's the reason the Yankees got him. That's the reason the Yankees got him. And how about this Harrison Bader? He's smacking home runs all over the place.
Bring up Harrison Bader, which should be a concern for Quantrill. When Bader connected in his first at-bat in the third inning of Game 1 at Yankee Stadium, Bader was 4-for-4 against Quantrill with two home runs. Here's another drive to deep left center field, and this one is gone. It may be a small sample, but I feel confident in saying that Harrison Bader owns Cal Quantrill. 429 feet, and like the one he hit in the Bronx, tremendous contact. Each was a missile.
I mean, the Yankees were counting on him to just solidify the defense for this team. Anything that he gave them offensively would be icing on the cake.
So it comes down to today. That's what it comes down to. Oh, well, we'll have to see what happens. All right, let's go to football. Let's go to football very quickly. In football yesterday, locally, well, how about the Steelers being the Buccaneers, 20-18? Well, anyways, the Jets over the Packers, 27-10. Big game for the Jets, no doubt about that. The Bills beat the Chiefs, 24-20, in NFL action. The Giants, they came back once again in the second half, and they won their game against the Ravens 24-20. And the Patriots, well, they got their win as well over the Browns 38 215. Wow. And in that Giant game, well, we do have one highlight. Actually, it's a low light for for the Ravens.
So now the Ravens facing a third and six. They go empty. Oh, he lost the football. Scoops it back up. Checks and throws. Intercepted. Giants have it with Julian Love. Love weaving through. Tackled inside the 15. What a turn of events.
Well, that led to the Giants winning. How about this? You football fans, who'd ever thought that after 6 weeks of the NFL season, the Giants would be in second place, one game behind Philadelphia at 5-1, and that the Jets would be in second place, one game behind Buffalo at 4-2. And whoever thought that rookie that's playing now for the Patriots after their starter and their initial backup got injured would be standing where they are. Happy day yesterday for all the local football teams. And that is a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.